early on the first day of the week, it was still dark. The stone was rolled away. Wait, what? The stone? That huge stone was rolled away. How can that be? Death is real. Sadness, grief. Their friend, my friend, our loved one, our family was dead. Mary said she saw it. She saw him hang on that tree and did nothing. Now the stone has been moved. This huge stone has been moved. They, whoever they is, has won. The powers of evil are just as great today as they were in Jesus' day. Mary Magdalene feels helpless, hopeless. She stands there weeping. Why are you weeping? Why not? Haven't you been paying attention? Don't you read the papers, listen to the radio, watch the evening news? Haven't you noticed? The principalities and the powers of evil are running rampant. So I guess all we can do is weep. See, all we can do is weep when we are held captive to technological oppression, to crass consumerism, to nationalistic materialism. All we can do is weep when we are suffocating in the tombs of corporate advancement, personal advancement, self-gratification, just like Jesus' day. There seems no choice left but to weep. But only a short time ago, Mary and the other disciples were playing follow the leader with Jesus. They were running through the graveyards and having lots of fun and thumbing their noses at death. You remember Lazarus? How he'd been rotting in the grave for 4 days, and Jesus walks in and says, "Ali, Ali, income free, come on out." And Lazarus walks out. You see, back then, Jesus dared them to imagine a different world. What about us? A world where a master washes the servant's feet, where a winner is the one who comes in last, where the myth of scarcity was proven false by a 5,000-plate banquet. And then that was served up by a little boy's lunchbox. And then there were more leftovers than could fit in all the Tupperware that they could find. A world where wolves and lambs sit side by side. Where homelessness was unheard of. Can we imagine this world? Can we imagine a place where we dare to be different, where we don't just stand up and weep, but we live in a world where Christ is risen. We live in a world where everyone is loved and welcomed, where we love unconditionally, where we open our arms not just to our friends, but to strangers as well, where hope and justice and grace abide, where everyone is treated with respect. Doesn't matter what we look like or what we sound like or who our parents are or where we live. You see, Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Can you imagine that world? Can we live into that world? Can we stand up and be named by God, by Jesus, when Jesus calls our name like he called Mary's name? Nothing was ever the same again for Mary. Nothing is ever the same again for us. Life is stronger than death. The huge stone is rolled away. And you know, this story isn't really a major production. Think about it. Oh, there's some minor distractions, chocolate and bunnies and Easter egg hunts. They don't really add much or take much away from the story. It's just part of it. You see, it's really not even much of a story if you come down to really think about it. That's what makes it truth. It rings of truth. Because the stone is rolled away, the disciples run, they see the wrappings, they return home, Mary weeps, the angel shares the news, Jesus calls her by name, Mary shares the news. It's simple. Christ is risen. Live differently. Amen.